This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And let's begin today with the debate over charter schools. It's picking up again now that Governor Charlie Baker has proposed legislation to lift the cap to allow 12 new or expanded charter schools each year in the state's lowest performing school districts.
Among those opposed to the governor's plan, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. We spoke with him earlier today about charter schools and about a few other things, including his long fight with casino developer Steve Wynn and about the Massachusetts opioid addiction crisis.
So, Mr. Mayor, thank you, and welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you back.
It's great to be here today.
I know that you're pro-charter schools, but you have some concerns about the governor's approach. What are they?
You know, I am pro-charter schools, and I support lifting the cap, but I support lifting the cap at a lot slower pace. I think that there's some issues we have to work out around funding and also for the charter schools. Creating 12 new schools a year is an incredible task to create new boards and new headmasters and new leaders and fine buildings. So we're asking to take a more modest approach as far as lifting the cap on charter schools.
So what would you do specifically instead? Do you have a target number?
No, no target number, but I would look at making sure that I think we're talking about 0.5% as far as an increase up to 23% over probably a decade period. We're looking at changing the funding model as well so it can be more equitable so that kids in the Boston Public Schools aren't losing out to funding that we have to backfill.
So the governor points to 37,000 kids who are on wait lists, and he says, you know, this is really the time. So do you agree with that view? Why go slow?
Every time is the time. But I think it's also important that we have both public charter schools and we have public school systems in the city. We have 8,700 kids in the city of Boston that go to charter schools, and we want them to make sure they get the best education. But we also want to make sure we preserve public education as well on the public side of it, the public school side of it. So I think we need to have a conversation. A lot of emotions have run high on this issue. We have advocates all over the place on both sides. And I've always said very clearly that I am pro-charter, pro-public education, pro-private education, however a young person gets educated. But we need to have a thoughtful conversation. This can't be something done that's just, you know, a bill that arbitrarily lifts the cap, and we're not looking at the other ramifications of it.
Well, speaking of that passion and that concern and that debate that's been going on for a long time, obviously still lots of opposition to the whole idea of lifting the cap at all. Barbara Mattaloni, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, said recently that lifting the cap is dangerous because it pushes the state toward a two-tiered education system, one truly public, the other private, but financed with public dollars. What do you say to her and to critics like that?
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the public and private assessment there. I mean, charter schools are public, and I think what they should, the intent of charter schools was to push the envelope on public schools to raise the bar. And to some ways it has, and some ways that the public schools systems around the Commonwealth have stepped up to the plate and really raised the level of education. In the city of Boston, we have ways to go. We still have to push the bar to have good quality education. I think that people should stop looking at charters as competition and start raising the level of education across the board in all schools.
All right. I want to move on and ask you a little bit about your fight with casino developer Steve Wynn and plans to build a casino in Everett. You've believed for a while that residents of Charlestown should have had a chance to vote on this since they're going to be affected in a big way by casino traffic. You filed suit against the state's gaming commission, alleging that the deck was stacked in favor of Wynn. You've also filed suit alleging problems with the environmental law. The Boston Globe editorialized recently that you've spent more than $1 million in legal fees and that it's time to drop your opposition to this. What's your response to that?
I appreciate the Globe's commentary on that. The editorial right under that was actually the counter lawsuit that the Wynn folks filed against an unnamed person. My job as mayor is to make sure that the people of Charlestown, the people of Boston, are represented in a way that they should be. A lot of people in Charlestown never asked for a casino to be put in their backyard, weren't really ready for the traffic concerns that they have. We've tried to every step along the way work with the Gaming Commission to try and have a fair conversation for the people of Charlestown, allow people of Charlestown to have a voice in this. That's why the lawsuit's happening over there.
But let me just come back to one point that the Globe editorial made, because they point out that when the legislature approved the casino law back in 2011, there was actually an amendment proposed that would have given nearby communities within 3 miles of the casino the right to approve or reject a casino plan. Legislators, including you, you were a state rep, voted against that.
I don't know if it was a vote or if it was a voice vote that went down, but I know that at the time, if I could go back and do the legislation again, there's some changes I would make in that. in the law, clearly. And, you know, obviously hindsight is 20/20, as they say. There's some concerns I had in the law. I think that the Gaming Commission overstepped their bounds in certain other areas of this law. But my job is to, first and foremost, is to make sure I represent the people of Charlestown.
Well, one more question about this. I'm just puzzled by what the game is here. Do you want to stop the casino in Everett or really extract a better deal?
It's not about extracting a better deal. It's about making sure that the people, whether it's traffic mitigation, traffic impacts are addressed. I mean, this road has been for 20 years being under study and planned out for reconstruction. 20 years later, we don't have a new road. There's been two major developments, one in Somerville and one in Cambridge, and this will be a third in that area of Sullivan Square. So we have to come up with ways of solving the traffic issues.
All right. One more issue I want to ask you about, Mr. Mayor, and that is the addiction crisis. This week, Governor Baker plans to introduce legislation to give hospitals the power to hold addicts for 3 days against their will. This all seems part of a kind of generally accepted effort to decriminalize this issue and push it more into the medical sphere. As someone who has been very open about your past struggles with alcohol addiction, do you favor this idea?
Absolutely. I commend the governor. I spoke to him the other night on the phone, and I commended him when I read about it in the paper. This is a great first step as far as an approach for a piece of legislation. You know, part of the issue is when an addict gets to a hospital, and if the hospital has the ability to keep that person for a few days, it allows them to get at least some of the drugs out of their system, but also address any other medical needs and gives families the opportunity to be able to come in and address some of the situation. What happens today is addicts will go to the emergency room, oftentimes with an overdose. They will be released a few hours later once they come through. And sometimes they do more damage themselves, and sometimes they end up dead after they leave that hospital bed. And I think there's an opportunity here with this potential legislation to really make some impacts. And I think it's probably one of the best pieces. I wish I thought of it when I was a legislator.
All right, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it. It's always good to have you.
Thank you.